Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have open lines at 844-322-2742, and we certainly invite your call today. We've been talking about post-resurrection appearances, those appearances that Jesus made to specific people. This week we've looked at Mary, we've looked at Peter, we've looked at Thomas. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to look at the Apostle Paul, and this is a unique appearance. It happened on a road to Damascus. Paul had been in Jerusalem. He was there overseeing the stoning of Stephen. He was so angered by this new way, this new sect, this new religious thing that was going on, and it was disturbing Judaism, and he didn't like it. He didn't like it at all. And so he wanted to get rid of it. He wanted to just rid the world of Christianity. So he was spewing anger and ready to go get other Christians and drag them out of their houses and put them on trial and punish and all of those sort of things. And as he's on his way to Damascus for that very purpose, a bright light hits him, just stops him dead in his tracks. And the Lord Jesus appears to him within that light. And he asked the question, Jesus asked the question of Paul, why are you persecuting me? Really, really critical question. And Paul didn't really have much of an answer, but this, who are you, Lord? And Jesus introduced himself, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, but rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. So that was the encounter. That mm-hmm. was the post-resurrection appearance. And it, for me, as you read this and you kind of look into Paul's story and how he later described himself as the chief of sinners, there's oftentimes in life that people have committed sins, and they're so egregious and heinous that they feel like they've out-sinned the grace of God, that they're beyond the reach of God's forgiveness. And you may be feeling that right now. I mean, you Yes. may think that you have done something so bad that you're outside of the reach of God, that his arm can't extend to you. Well, let Paul's story be an encouragement, because you can't get any worse than what Paul was. I mean, he was persecuting the Lord. He had blasphemed the name of the Lord. He was doing all of those things, thinking that was the right thing to do, but it wasn't. It wasn't the right thing to do at all. And yet, Jesus met him on this road, encountered him, and he said, you go into the city, and there you're going to find out what's going to happen. So he sends Ananias. He sends this man named Ananias, and Ananias wasn't real hip on participating in this plan, but he went along anyway. And so he goes to the Apostle Paul, and he says this, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you? Now, I just think that is just stunning. That yes. the Lord Jesus appeared to Saul. And he says this, on the road by which you came, this Jesus has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Even a persecutor of the Lord Jesus Christ, to that person, Jesus appeared and he said, I want to give you life. I want to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit and raise you up so that you can walk in the newness of life. And we know the story of Paul. I mean, yes. he became a dynamic proclaimer of the good news of Jesus. He suffered undue persecution just for proclaiming the name of Christ. But he took this gospel out into the world. And we're blessed because of that. We Gentiles, we're blessed because he was the one that really took it out there and let it take root within the Gentile hearts. So praise be to God that Jesus Christ saw fit to encounter the Apostle Paul and set him apart and then send him out on a mission to proclaim the good news around the world. But if you're in a situation today and you feel like that you've outsinned the grace of God, that you're beyond the reach of God, we want you to call. We want to talk about that. 844-322-2742 is the number. And we want to give you hope. We want to give you encouragement. We want to give you the words of Jesus Christ that says he's not counting your sins against you, and that you too can be reconciled to God and can receive the gift of life today. So if you feel like you're in that boat, call right now, 844-322-2742. If there are other questions out there, other issues that you would like to talk about, we have plenty of open lines. Would love to hear from you on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742. It's an amazing encounter, isn't it, Richard?
It's stunning. You know, the word arrested, I mean, you think of an aircraft carrier and those planes, very large planes that come flying in with full afterburners, and they catch that cable and it stops them.
Yes.
That's what God did to Saul. And only the grace of God could have done that without killing him.
Yes.
And he was saved on the spot. Now, it's fascinating to me because, you know, I used to say, oh, I wish I could be Saul and become Paul. And then I started reading about him and said, well, perhaps not. But God equipped him, worked through him, strengthened him, and took him through all of that. Paul never did anything the rest of his life on his own, in his own strength.
Right.
That's a change.
Right. And he even said that in 1 Corinthians 15 as he lays out the gospel and he's defending his apostleship, and he basically says, I have outworked them all. And then he stops and says, well, it's not me.
It's
the grace of God working in me. The grace of God gripped his heart in such a way, lifted him out of that old way of life and placed him in a brand new way of life, which is a life of faith in Jesus Christ. And he expressed that in love to multitudes of people in delivering the good news of Jesus Christ once and for all. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. Richard Pfeiffer is here. We're certainly glad you have joined us as well. We have a wonderful offer this month. It's called the Simply Grace Package. It's a series of three resources, which includes my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and two CDs, one entitled Drive the Stake and the other entitled This is Eternal Life. And these are wonderful resources that can help ground you in the Word of God and really give you the assurance you need as a believer in Christ Jesus. So we want you to have this package of information. It's available to you for a gift to Basic Gospel this month, and your gift is going to be used to help deliver this good news to many more people around the world through the Basic Gospel radio broadcast. So call 844-322-2742, request your copy of the Simply Grace package, or go to basicgospel.net, click the donate link, and just follow all the instructions right there. So yeah, we want to put this in your hands. This book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, I tell a lot of my story in this book, some of the really troublesome attempts that I had to live the Christian life and what that got me, and how I finally discovered the way of grace that God has laid out so beautifully in the Word of God. So we want you to find that as well and really enjoy the full blessings of this new life that you have in Christ Jesus. Again, call right now, 844-322-2742, or go to basicgospel.net and click the donate link. Well, let's go to our phone lines, and we're going to start right here in Dallas, Texas, and talk with Brandon listening to us on the Word today. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Good.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm dealing with the grace thing, and it's something that's kind of new to me. I've always been more legalistic and works, and I've come to see, you know, through the new church that I've joined and the people that God surrounded me with, you know, that it is grace, but I struggle with it. I have a certain sin problem, as we all do, that I've repented of, and I've confessed, and I've put things in my life to get away from it, and I still struggle with it, and I still sometimes fall into it, and it's kind of, I kind of wonder, you know, sometimes I doubt, you know, I don't have the assurance, and then I go to the Word, and then I do, and I'm just kind of back and forth about it, so it's kind of where I'm at, and
Well, Brandon, you're exactly where a lot of people are at, yep, as far as their Christian life is concerned. We all struggle. I mean, Brandon, when you were born again, that was a spiritual birth. So your spirit was made alive together with Christ, and then Christ came to live inside of you. And so you are one in spirit with the Lord. You're a brand new creature in Christ. You have a new identity. You're a child of God, and that will never change. But as a child of God, you are housed in a body of flesh, aren't you? And within that flesh are desires. There's, as Paul said, sin lives in those members. Sin lives in that flesh of yours. Now, sin is been defeated. Christ took it away once and for all. But it still tries to rear its ugly head and draw you away from your simple devotion to Christ Jesus. So, and those desires can come in the form of sexual immorality, whether it's in your thought life, whether it's in temptations. It can come in lust, coveting, all of those sort of things, fear and anger, and those are all part of the fleshly desires. Now, they're trying to tell you that this is who you are, that this is really who you are, but you know that's not true. You are not identified by those fleshly desires, nor are you identified by those fleshly behaviors. If you submit or give in to those desires and temptations, you are identified by the Lord Jesus Christ. You are called by His name. So your identity is derived from your relationship with the Lord. So that's the first thing you have to realize. And that's what the grace of God continues to teach you. It teaches you who you are in Christ. And then as that gets so deeply ingrained in your mind and in your soul, then as these temptations come along, it's like, gosh, that just doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, that's not who I am. And so they're more easily dismissed. They don't go away. They don't ever leave us, but they're more easily dismissed as we get that solid understanding of who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us. So, you know, my encouragement to you, Brandon, is just continue to grow in the grace of God. That is the solution. That is exactly what God has prescribed for you. Grow in His grace, grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will see that you will not be gratifying the desires of the flesh. That's what it means in Titus 2:11, that the grace of God has appeared to all men, bringing salvation, and in so doing, training or teaching us to say no to unrighteousness and teaching us how to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation, right now, right here, as we wait for the blessed appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Brandon, just keep growing in the grace of God.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? I mean, that, like you said, don't be surprised by these fleshly desires. Oftentimes we get surprised by those. We're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm a Christian. I was saved.
I'm a Christian. Christ lives in me. Why should I have those same old thoughts? Why should I have those same old desires? Well, because you live in a body of flesh, and sin still lives in that flesh. So it's like Andrew Farley would say, it's a parasite. It's not you. It's something outside of you that's trying to take hold of you. So you have to recognize, no, I'm a child of the King. He has bought me. I belong to Him, and my body has been set apart for Him. And I want to offer my body as a living sacrifice. That's what it means to walk in the Spirit. And as you do, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
That makes sense. And I lose patience, you know, because I thought that when I brought this out and when I repented and when I confessed and when I laid myself out there, you know, and basically humiliated myself by, you know, telling people this, that I thought that, you know, like it says, confess your sins one to another so you may be healed. And I thought that was going to be the end and it was going to be game over and on to the next step. But that wasn't, like, you know, it's just, I've just got to be patient, I guess.
Well, you live, I mean, Brandon, you live in this world, and boy, you turn on television, you go to your computer, you see commercials, all of that, and it's, you know, all built around the idea that sex sells, that it lays out temptations, and so you're constantly bombarded with those images, those thoughts, those ideas. And then when those images and thoughts and ideas get coupled with that flesh and that sin that lives in your flesh, you see these desires starting to emerge inside of you. But that's not you. That's not you. You're a child of God. And so there's spiritual desires inside of you that as you give in to those spiritual desires, they trump everything else. They push out all of that garbage. And so that's why the Word of God would keep saying to you, grow in the grace of God, because that is the solution for you. Here, let me do this for you, Brandon. We have this wonderful resource package this month. Let me put you on hold, get some information, and we'll send that to you. Okay, my friend?
I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you hold on, Brandon. Thank you for your call. We sure appreciate it. Well, let's go to Teresa, listening to us in Detroit on WMUZ. Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to say I really enjoy your show. I just started listening to it. It's carried on WMUZ in Detroit, and I've been listening to it probably for about 4 months now. Really learning a lot, and I really appreciate the time you take with people to make them understand.
Well, thank you,
and
Teresa.
My question today is about burial or cremation. I know this question was asked maybe within the last few weeks, but I didn't hear the answer, and I had a little issue about it when my dad died. We were going to cremate him because that's what he wished, but when his mother came, she wouldn't let us do it because she's a Baptist, and she said that you have to protect the shell of your body because you're going to use it again. So I just want to know what your thoughts are on this.
Well, Teresa, there's really nothing in the Word of God that says you can't cremate a body. There's no verse or passage that you can point to that would say, hey, that's against God's law. That's not something you're supposed to be doing. Now, the reason we bury the body is in honor of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the great promise that we're going to receive resurrected bodies one day. that he's going to call those bodies out of the grave. They're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. But if you think about it, when you put a body in the ground, it decays, and soon it's just back the way it started.
Yeah.
It was made from dust. It returns to dust. So there's really no problem either way, whether you bury or cremate. But whatever, God is big enough to raise up new bodies that will be like Christ's resurrected body. So whether that body has been cremated or buried, that doesn't alter the promise of God to give us new bodies. That's the hope of the gospel. And so that hope is going to be delivered. It's not wishful thinking. God is actually going to give each and every one of us who are members of the body of Christ brand new resurrected bodies. That's the promise. So yeah. Just as Christ was raised physically, we're too going to have a resurrected body. And that's great news, isn't it, Teresa?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so trust in the promise of God.
All right, thank you so much.
Well, you are so welcome. Let me do this, Teresa. I'd love to send you. You're our first official caller from the WMUZ area. So congratulations on that. And we want to send you a gift package, okay?
Okay, that's wonderful.
You hold
Thank
on.
Thank you for making my drive home. I listened to you on the way home, and it's just wonderful.
Well, thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, thank
We're
you
glad
so much.
You're tuned in, and thank you for allowing us to take that ride home with you every day. We appreciate that.
All righty.
You hold on, Teresa. We'll get that gift package to you. So we're going to send Teresa the Simple Grace package,
yes.
Which is my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and two CDs, Drive the Stake. And Drive the Stake has been one of our most requested resources through the years. It is a CD that answers the question of eternal assurance. You can have eternal assurance. Once Christ has saved you, as it says in Hebrews chapter 7, he saved you completely.
Yeah.
He's given you his indestructible life with the promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And boy, that drives the stake for you. And so we're sending you that as a part of the package, and also a CD that is entitled This is Eternal Life. You know, eternal life is not about following the rules and regulations of Christianity. Eternal life is about knowing God the Father and Jesus Christ the
Yes.
Son. And it's in knowing God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son that real transformation takes place in our lives. So if you really want to see your life transform from glory to glory, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians chapter 3, then you grow in your knowledge of God and in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the personal relationship aspect of Christianity, and that's what Christianity is all about. So that's the package. That's the Simply Grace package. So we're sending that to Teresa, and we're going to send it to anybody who wants to contribute to Basic Gospel this month. And folks, we need your help. Basic Gospel is listener supported radio. We rely on contributions from people just like you who want to partner in delivering this good news to as many people as possible. As we say so often here, we want to tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can. So we invite you to come help tell that story. Help connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. Help folks really start to live out the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus in their own life, in their own sphere of influence. Your gift today will help us do that. And you can make that gift by going to basicgospel.net, clicking the donate button, and just following the instructions. Or you can call and talk to Billy right now at 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. Well, we'll be back tomorrow for a teaching edition of Basic Gospel. We'll look forward to seeing you then.